Hey, hit me!
Are you ready for the deadliest news, issues, comments, and people? Well, on now is National Talk Black with Trendy Trev, going live from BBM through the National Indigenous Radio Service. Give us a call now, 1-800-422-416.
National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
Yes, a very good morning, New Delhi Mob. Welcome back to your yarning circle, the Murray Grapevine. It is National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev. Murray from the Curry. I'm your host for your daily program, National Talk Black. We're live here at the First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on New Dingy Country, BBM Bumabrip Media, 19.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. You can have your say by calling us on that daily number, 1-800-422-416. And like to acknowledge traditional owners of the land we broadcast from and to all our traditional and trusted beautiful country fans. Welcome Black, National Talk Black. Have you seen Yana Strong? All ears here on your daily program, National Talk Black. We did our first week last year for 2025 and we're here for the next 11 months. So have you seen Yana Strong? Add to the conversation, National Talk Black. Whatever yarns you got, all ears here. We got the federal election supposedly around the corner. Will we have a new Prime Minister or would Albanese run again? There it is. Maybe you want to talk about that. Maybe you want to talk about what's happening with your company, with your organisation or with your family or with your tribal mob. All ears here on your daily programme, National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
Gotta subby clockwise if you jit and langa water. Keep a good one eye like your son and daughter. And if you're riding langa boat, keep away from the tide. Mighty crocodile mouth, I'm gonna open up wide. No more hunting by myself. If you're fishing, gotta spear. You gotta always make sure you got another balanier. Cause you no more got a mile at the back of your head. And if a crocodile behind you, he might kill him, but you dead.
Langa river, all I see, you gotta be clockwise. Cause crocodile can hide a midge up langa low tide. Crocodile and deadly, but remember, yet and deadly. If you're that eye langa water, you gotta use your head, see.
Langa river all the crossing with them crocodile eye. You might see him but a sign when you're driving, got your car. Read him good way like that sign if it says not to swim. No more risking but your life on a dare for a swim. Cause crocodile can put him in jail for any waterway. Where you've been swimming around just other week, he might be there today. Even where you reg and in water safe for swim, you might lose him but you're gonna if you jump right in.
Langa river all I see, you gotta be croc-wise. Cause crocodile can hide him in jump langa low tide. Crocodile and deadly, but remember yet and deadly. If you're that eye langa water, you gotta use your head, see.
Make sure you mob all a little kid can savvy croc wise. Teach him good way but the danger, how to read him but the sign. Make them savvy long ago, some people been go missing. Mighty crocodile been killing him in my swimming or fishing.
Langa river, all I see, you gotta be croc wise. Cause crocodile can hide a midge up langa low tide. Crocodile and deadly, but remember yet and deadly. If you're that eye langa water, you gotta use your head. Langa river, all I see, you gotta be croc wise. Cause crocodile can hide a midge up langa low tide. Crocodile and deadly, but remember yet and deadly. If you're that eye langa water, you gotta use your head, see.
Be crocwise.
My name's Jared Harbrow from the Gold Coast Suns. You're tuned in to National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
1-800-422-416.
Hey world, we about to flood the system with something that gonna bring the cool school back. Where the true school at? Love for music. Okay, blaze on the funk, steady rocking on the bass. Vibe to the system, let the rhythm take its place. Let the masses lose it, island style influence. You are now with trance with the feel good music. Me, Kala Rasta, me gon' make him hatch one. Fire in your system, bala jump, Rupa man. Ja Rasta hip hop, blessings, here I come. Pani pan and bang, the blazing one. Captured worlds with the TSI native tongue. I guess like it was said, it is done. In my moment, let the flow transform it and make the people in the world dance for it.
This is for the love and unity. For my worldwide family.
It's how we do it. One love movement. Lift you up with the feel good music.
This is for the love and unity. For my worldwide family.
It's how we do it. One love movement. Lift you up with the feel good music.
Okay. Second verse, gon' elevate the set. Make you feel like damn, he gon' make me do. Just to get your boogie down. That's what the boogie about. That's what the kid about. Vibe away your doubts. And now we in the house. Let you figure out the true meaning of what hip hop about. A chance to make it out. Emancipate your soul. A young blood bringing you lyrics of the old.
old. Respect to music scholars, past peace teachers. Because of you, I am able to vibe here. M to the 10th power, exponential flow. Let my flaming blazing darts penetrate your soul. And take you to a place where the only thing to do is vibe with the ballers and the feel-good music. The heart of what I represent. Music for the peace, love, unity, respect. That's the hook.
This is for the love and unity.
In the verse, disperse to spread the L to this earth. The OVE, gotta love my serenading. One virtue extensively resonating. And that's my word, hit the ticker on its nerve. Forget what you heard, this is something you deserve. So, slap it in your decks, music you expect. To make the people stand up, represent. Get off the bench, get in the game. The coming of a black storm, I'ma make it rain. The positivity rain on empires. You can bet my power still bring the fire. Yep, ain't nothing changed but the flow. Still supersonic, supernova, bro. Elevate my plateau, put it on the mad flow. This is super bad, bro. Ripping up a mad show. Energy I project is living proof. The good music we got, make you move. Bring true school back to the youth. So see what we accomplish with the truth.
Bring true school back to the youth. So see what we accomplish with the truth.
Bring the true school back to the youth. And see what we accomplish with the truth. Peace.
This is for the love and unity. For my worldwide family.
It's how we do it. One love movement. Lift you up with the feel good music.
This is for the love and unity. For my worldwide family.
It's how we do it. One love movement. Lift you up with the feel good music.
Yo, it's Ricky Rugga. Chilling with my boy Mau Power right now. We repping for all mankind. Listen, whether you be white, black, Asian, South American, Mexican, African, Middle Eastern, you best believe that we all Australian. One love to the world, yeah.
Australia, he's gonna save us. G'day, you mob. This is Tanya Kernaghan with Trendy Trev, and you're tuned in to National Talk Black.
Call us now, 1-800-422-416.
Yeah, that deadly number again is 1-800-422-416. Number you need to call if you're going to have your say. Yarn Up Strong here on your daily program, National Talk Black, live here at the First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on your dingy country as BBM Bumblebee Media, 98.7 FM, and we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Israeli Service. Yarn Up Strong, your mob, too deadly. You can text the brother as well, 045-714-0550. All right, Bush to Beach celebrates 20 years of empowering Indigenous youth. The beloved Bush to Beach program marks a significant milestone this year, celebrating 20 years of providing Indigenous children from a far northwest New South Wales with the unforgettable experience of beach adventure. So from January 24 to 27, a group of approximately 30 kids aged 8 to 15 from Burrowina, Willamurringal and Gudugudu will embark on a transformative journey to South Narrabeen. The weekend aims to reward their commitment to school attendance with the chance to engage in exciting beach activities, snorkel, learn water safety and even surf for the first time. Guided by surf lifesavers and local nippers from South Narrabeen Surf Club who have been dedicated to the program since 2005. Look, we're going to catch up a yarn with Jack Cannons, AM fan of the Bush to Beach, and we have Jack on the line. Jack, good morning. How are you? You there? Hello, Jack? Jack's not there. We'll try and get Jack on the line and talk about this fantastic event. The 2025 program this year proudly welcomes back four original participants, including Christopher Burrow McHughes. Christopher's journey began in 2005 when he experienced the ocean for the very first time on a bush to beach trip. A naturally shy boy at the time, he reflects on how the program opened his eyes to what is possible. Today, Bura is a proud Murawara, Gima and Yalawari man and serves as a founding member of the New South Wales Rural Fire Service First Nations State Mitigan Crew in Burrowina and Bourke. He is an accomplished photographer and an inaugural Bush to Beach director. Like I said, we're going to try and catch with Jack Kennis. We'll try again with Jack and see if he's on the line. Jack Kennis, AM founder of Bush to Beach. You there, Jack?
Yes, here. Gotcha. Hello.
How are you, my friend?
Oh, good, thank you, Kevin.
Yeah, Trevor here, Trevor.
Oh, Trevor. Sorry, Trevor.
Where are you based, Jack?
I'm based on the northern beaches of Sydney, down at Collaroy.
Fantastic. So you're the fan of Bush to Beach. Congratulations, 20 years. And when you look at that length, it's a good thing. It's working. It's a fantastic vehicle.
Look, it's just been wonderful. And I don't know where the last 20 years have gone, but I've seen some amazing kids come through the program.
Yes.
And, you know, the smiles on their faces when they arrive and the bigger smiles when they leave. It's beautiful.
I'm reading a story here about young Christopher Burra McHughes. Journey back in 2005, he joined the Bush to Beach, and now he's with the Fire Service Station. Fire Service, first Indigenous State Mitigon crew in Burrowina and Bourke.
Yes.
So look, that creates a nice platform, a vision for an individual to look up and what their future can be, and it just opens eyes, doesn't it?
Yes, well, Burra's moved on from that now. He's a almost fully trained paramedic.
Okay, and there you go.
And he's just moved back to the bush as a paramedic.
Yes.
And he's also on my board of directors of Bush to Beach.
Fantastic. So tell us, you've been a fan of Bush to Beach 20-odd years ago. What was the concept and idea? And here it is in fruition, 20 years later. Tell us about the first thought. Everything begins with a thought, doesn't it?
All begins with a thought. Yes, there was an amazing lady who sadly has now passed, Auntie okay. Joyce Dill, who lived in Bawarana.
Yes.
And Joyce had contacted us long before Bush to Beach. She wanted Christmas presents for some kids. And anyway, that happened for about 20 years. And I was out at Joyce's home with her husband, Les, and we were having a cup of tea, early 2000s. And she said, Jack, how can we build confidence and self-esteem in these kids? Many aren't going to school. And that's how I came up with a business plan over the next couple of years. And education's the only way these kids will get that confidence, self-esteem. because we want them to be the best that they can be.
Exactly.
So Bush to Beach was born in 2006, and we didn't know if it was going to be for another year, but here we are 20 years later, and so many young kids. I go out to Bawarana now, and, you know, a lot of these kids were 7, 8, 9, 10 years of age. They're in their 20s now. They're working. They're a great part of the community, and it's just wonderful to see.
Fantastic.
I was just going to say, Jack,
tell us the so-called itinerary or what it involves when taking kids from the bush to the beach. And are we talking about transport? We're talking about accommodation? Talking about meals? I believe, three days? And paint that picture, please.
Yeah, well, they leave on the Thursday morning. They've got about a 12-hour bus trip this Thursday morning. They'll arrive at the Collaroy Pool, where we do a swim proficiency test. We want to make sure that these kids are able to swim 50 metres. And if they can't, we actually put a wristband on them, and they can't go in the water unless it's a one-on-one with a lifesaver to build up their swimming ability. They then go up to their accommodation, which is just up the hill. And then Friday morning, they're back down to the beach at South Narrabeen, where they get... I'll be talking about stranger danger and safety and all. Our lifesavers will be teaching them about the surf, swim between the flags. We've got the wonderful Manly CWA ladies be providing morning tea, lunch and afternoon tea. The kids will be in the water. About 1 o'clock, they'll be up to either Collaroy or Longreef. And my mate Maddie Granger, Manly Surf School, will be teaching these kids how to ride surfboards.
Look, we're talking about the big ocean. I mean, I'm a Murray from the Curry. I was born in Cloncurry, inland Mount Isa, mining town. Mum was from Cairns, Mum and Dad got married out there, had 4 kids, and Mum wanted to come out to Cairns. When we came to Cairns, Dad took us all to the Esplanade, and I said, gee, Dad, that's a big dam. You know, I've never seen the ocean before in my life, you know what I mean? So is that the sort of effect that these kids get when they see the ocean?
Look, it's almost every year, one of the kids will come up and say, hey, Jack, that's a bloody big river.
exactly. That was a lot of water. 2/3 of the earth is water, you know what I mean? And a lot of our mob live inland, and, of course, kids growing up don't know the ocean as such, you know?
Yes. Yeah, well, it's so important that they, you know, swimming's such an important thing. And I understand where they come from because I come from the bush as well. So I grew up in northern New South Wales.
Fantastic.
So we also have Burra will be teaching the kids CPR, which is so important. We run a program. I also run a similar program up in Queensland, up the Gold Coast.
Okay. And what do you call Bush to Beach as well?
Yeah. So it's a Bush to Beach program at Mermaid Beach Surf Club.
Okay.
And I have the school, Tumala, which is was an Aboriginal mission. They come along. They're amazing young kids.
Yeah.
They live in a community where there's no shops or anything. And I've also incorporated now Boggabilla, which is another town. So we're expanding. Because there's so many kids benefit from this. And it develops respect and trusts on both sides, you know, from the people in the ocean. And this is what we need to be. We're one people.
Exactly. It's fantastic. Look, congratulations once again. 20 years, empowering our Indigenous youth, giving them a vision, opening their eyes, and there's, you know, more life than their little township or their group, traditional owner groups, what have you. Just opens their eyes, you know. And like I said, big shout to Burra, who's now with the academy, so in regards to the ambulance, isn't he? You were saying paramedics?
Yeah.
You know, so from that concept, that idea opens their eyes and gives them a vision for the future, you know, which is fantastic.
Yeah. So, no, there's a lot of success stories amongst these young people from around Bawarana, Warrana Shire and Burke and... You know, I hope one day that we can operate right around this country because there's a lot of kids in need. They're disadvantaged by location. Some of these kids come from communities like Willamaringal and that. They don't have phone service. They don't have any internet.
Well, exactly. And we're talking about the 21st century, and honestly, some of our people aren't even haven't got contact with the world, so to speak, you know. So, look, thank you very much, Jack, and all the best to you and your deadly team, and keep doing what you're doing, and big shout to them deadly kids.
Okay, mate. And thank you for the opportunity to talk about Bush to Beach.
You take care, Jack. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
A deadly yarn there. Jack Cannons, his name is. AM, founder of Bush to Beach. And it's been celebrating, well, running for 20 years, and they're empowering Indigenous youth, bringing bush kids and bringing them to the ocean and looking at the ocean from northwest New South Wales. And look, fantastic. And running there from Brewerina, as well as Will Moringal and Gudugu. So it's fantastic getting our kids from country and bringing them to the ocean. Beautiful, great to see. And big shout out to Young Borough, Christopher McHughes, his name is, who's now a paramedic. And after doing a journey, he joined the fire service, First Nation Indigenous State Mitigation Crew in Brewerina and Bourke. But now he's paramedic. So fantastic. It's opened their eyes. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. Have you saying Yarn Up Strong? Deadly number here, 1-800-422-416.
Is to recognize the ignition of this nation. Ha! To indigenize history's information. O is to overcome the obstaculizations. N is to nationalize this recognition in our nation. R is to recognize from the past the injustices. Recognizing the cost of what they did to our ancestors. Recognizing the pain that was felt and that was fought. Recognizing the distance from putting change into thought. Recognizing the sacrifice it takes to break a war. Recognizing the names of our elders up on the wall. Recognizing the fathers, how they pass down to their sons. Recognizing don't be the bullet, be the gun, son. Ah, to indigenize information on the board. Ah, to indigenize situations from afar. Oh, it's to overcome the obstacles of life. Overgliding like I was Greg Inglis in full flight. Is to nationalize this recognition in our nation. Nationalize through education, reconciliation. Takes a generation to lead the nation. From the beginning, we're still here like the Southern Cross Constellation. Is to recognize the ignition of this nation. Ha! To indigenize history's information. Oh, is to overcome the obstaculization. And is to nationalize this recognition in our nation. Is to recognize the ignition of this nation. Ha! To indigenize history's information. Oh, is to overcome the obstaculization. And is to nationalize this recognition in our nation. Is to recognize we were sold when we were bought. Recognizing the history the children were never taught. To indigenize the way that we teach. Indigenize the way that our kids perceive the streets. Indigenize to debate the facts with no lies. Indigenize the amount of our constitutional rights. Intruding on conversations about our culture when it's white. Indigenize the intentions of turning day into night. To identify there's no law for sniffing paint. To identify institutionalized hate. Oh, it's to overcome a government that waits. Overcome the odds like you're a halo above the state before it's too late. Remember, live before you take. Override the hate like you were Blade deciding fate. And it's for nowhere near never giving up. It's like you're taking the very last sip from the very queen's cup. Is to recognize the ignition of this nation. To indigenize history's information. Oh, is to overcome the obstaculization. And is to nationalize this recognition in our nation. Is to recognize the ignition of this nation. To indigenize history's information. Oh, is to overcome the obstaculization. And is to nationalize this recognition in our nation. Is to recognize. To indigenize. Oh, it's to overcome, and it's to nationalize. Oh, it's to recognize, to indigenize. Oh, it's to overcome, and it's to nationalize.
Dreams that wait. The Australian Government's Future Made in Australia plan will create a stronger economy by making more things across our country. We'll make more of Australia's natural advantages and turn critical minerals into cleaner energy. We're investing in you to learn new skills and in manufacturing and technology to create well-paid jobs and a more secure future for everyone. That's a future made in Australia. To find out more about the plan, search Future Made in Australia. Authorised by the Australian Government, Canberra.
Station sponsor.
When you need medical care, ask yourself, do I need emergency care?
Nah.
Is this something a GP or nurse can treat?
Mm-hmm.
Can I wait for a routine appointment?
Mm-mm.
If you have an urgent, non-life-threatening issue like a cut, minor burn or sprain, get the treatment you need at a bulk-billed, walk-in Medicare urgent care clinic. Find your closest clinic and opening times at health.gov.au/MedicareUCC. Part of making Medicare stronger. Authorised by the Australian Government, Canberra.
Station sponsor.
G'day, this is Guy Sebastian here, hanging up on our National Talk Black, your big yarning show, BBM 98.7.
I remember the day.
Yeah, to Daily Mob, welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry. I come to you live from First Station Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country, BBM Bumblebee Media, 98.7 FM, and we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. Have your say in Yarn Up Strong, 1-800-422-416. All right, Millennia of AG Innovation. That is the program and event that's happening very soon. We're going to talk to Deadly Sister, beautiful sister, Samantha Martin, Bush Tucker woman, who's got the reins for this fantastic event. We have Samantha Lyons. Samantha, good morning, sis. How are you?
Good morning, Trevor. How are you today?
I'm well, I'm well. Great to hear your voice in 2025.
Yeah, Happy New Year.
And before we start, sister, let the mob know who your mob were you from, Samantha.
Yeah, I'm Samantha Martin. I'm from the East Kimberley of Western Australia. My mum, my mob are the Jaru, Wollongong, Nyarrangan people from beautiful. East Kimberley.
Beautiful. And you're based here in Cairns now, aren't you, sister? We claimed you, haven't we?
Yeah. I've been fully adopted by many up here in far north Queensland. I call myself a good old Aussie Queenslander now.
Too dearly, my sister. Thank you very much. And listen, talking about this fantastic event, Millennia of AG Innovation, Reimagining Agri-Food Resilience in Tropical North Queensland with a Tech Farm. So please enlighten us. Is this the inaugural, the first event, or is it a two-day event, isn't it?
Yeah, it is the first inaugural. It's a basic runoff the event that is set up down in Brisbane.
Okay.
For the Evoke Ag 2025. So it's under the theme of the common ground, and it's Far North Queensland hosting its first ever ag tech innovation.
Fantastic. And we've got a date here, 10th of February, Bush Tucker Park, Quigley Street, Cairns.
Yes.
Okay, 9:30 to 5 o'clock, and then on day two, of course, the next day, 11 February, and that continues on from 7:30 a.m. to 7 p.m. So enlighten us, what would people see at this fantastic event, Millennia of AG Innovation?
Well, it's a basic, the theme is common ground, so we want to basically generate information about agriculture and agri-food.
Mm.
You know, just under the contemporary technology that that we're sort of moving into, like farmers are moving into more of a sustainable, modern, contemporary way of growing, I guess.
Yes.
And that's like using and promoting, you know, like the AI, which is big now,
yes,
which I'm just starting to learn about. So digitalization, like virtual reality stuff to measure all sorts of like road mapping of, you know, waterways, land, soil, that sort of stuff.
Yes.
So it's a added bonus designed for people to think about sustainable and resilience of growing up here in Far North Queensland.
Hence the word tech farm. So we're talking about technology, working on land, you could say. So, look, we are students for life, and there's always ways to get better with technology and what have you. And that's all aspects of life. So we're talking about food here, and we're talking about farming, we're talking about agri-food. So a great platform, you would say, Sam.
It is. It is for our mob up here and just for all farmers. Like, it's open to the public. So anyone who is, you know, a traditional owner that's wanting to sort of get into growing, anyone that is a farmer that wants to learn about other things that they can utilize on their country.
Mm.
So, you know, it's a new enterprise that we're trying to sort of encourage a lot of the growers and people to think about a sustainable way of utilizing country a bit better and utilizing,
good,
you know, the social collateral that comes with that as well.
I see also a platform to motivate and inspire our mob to get back to the old ways, because we lived on the land and we operate on land and we lived off land, a healthy race living, you know what I mean? And bringing it to fruition, or bringing it to the surface, pardon the pun, in regard to growth of our old ways, you could say, Samantha.
Absolutely. You know, that's what I'm about, the Bush Tucker woman. Mm. Always looking at ways of just weaving and promoting our traditional ways of life, whether it's using fire, whether it's the burn-off on country, whether it's growing food, you know, organically, or just harvesting food in the wild, wild harvesting. You know, it's something where we've gone from being that traditional hunters and gatherers on country to then, you know, becoming sort of a bit more growing savvy with farming and all of that sort of stuff,
yes,
to now coming right back to, hey, let's go back to all the mob that used to live off the country,
exactly,
and let's learn from them, like all that traditional knowledge from 50,000 years. Let's go back and see what they're about. So we kind of come full circle, really.
Well, if you look at it, we were professionals in all fields, all aspects of life, were we not, you know? And here we're talking about food and agriculture, agri-food, you know, so it's fantastic. And it then also creates business opportunities as well for our black people to be involved in regarding the millennia of AG innovations, yes?
Absolutely. Like, this is a great place and platform to promote, but to learn for our next generation, planting the seed. And I think that's why we're trying to sort of promote it on right here in Cairns at the Bush Tucker Gardens, which is right in the heart of Cairns itself, where we will have, you know, livestock, cropping, you know, just we're promoting aquaponics and all sorts of sustainable growing styles. It's a way of our mob looking at how do we utilize our country a bit better.
Yeah.
So this is what LICE is set up for, you know, the Local Indigenous Food Enterprise Services is set up to allow our mob to sort of gain knowledge, learn how can we help them set up, you know, aquaponics, which is an easy growing way of growing food plus minya as well. So you can do red claws and terrapin that live wild on country. So, but a way that can sustain the community without relying on sort of, you know, the big supermarkets and stuff like that. Just coming back to basics, but, you know, really learning how to tap into that new technology and the new way of growing and that as well.
Look, it sounds so very exciting. Do we have a web page or a Facebook page there, Samantha?
Yeah, so Facebook page is either LICE, which is LICE, as I say it, but it's Local Indigenous Food Enterprise Services, FNQ, or Bush Tucker Park, FNQ. You'll find all information there as well. But I'd also like to make a mention that, you know, the evening of the first day, we're going to have a big cook-up here in the garden space where Bush Tucker Woman will be collaborating with Black Pearl as well as some other local cooks who are, you know, leading the way with traditional fire. So the Bush Tucker Woman wants to promote the theme of fire. So cooking on all sorts of different levels of grilling, underground cup murray or gungun we call it back home, using timber, so smoking. So people will get to feast on a big feasting platter of all types of native minya meats.
You make my mouth water here. Shut up.
Well, exactly. Tickets are only 60 people, so we're running out very fast. If you want to experience something like this, first in best dress. We're going to have Trevor Timms there doing a welcome
Shut up. And, darling, is there a cost for this? Is there a cost, or is it a complimentary first 60 in, or is there a price for this?
No, it is at a cost. We got to cover cost. So okay. It's $150 for that night.
You get a three-course
meal. You get stingray patties on cakes on arrival with terrapin and grilled, Red Claw. So yes. We're trying to really, promote different ways of eating. But, it's $150. Good. You get three types of entertainment, a welcome to country, traditional dance, contemporary dance, Torres Strait Islander dancing. You get keynote speakers, and you get to feast on what I'm going to serve up.
Beautiful. So, sounds good. Good. Cooking up a storm, my sister. Worth the money. Of course, there's not any expense. It's investment. To Deli, my sister, congratulations. So, Millennia of AG Innovation. And the dates again, 10, 11 of February. Block those dates out, and it's not too far away. Congratulations. We'll probably catch up closer to the time. But good on you, the work that you're doing, and welcome to 2025. This is your year, my sister, and let's be strong, and we'll talk soon, sis.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you, brother, for the opportunity.
Take care, darling. Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye.
Deadly Yarn there, Samantha Martins, and that's Bush Tucker Woman, and we're talking about the Millennia of AG Innovation. So do check it out, your mob. Two-day event, 10th of February and 11th of February, and from 9:30 to 5 o'clock. And then on the second day, we got time there from 7:30 a.m. to 7 p.m. So if you want to look at ways or picking up deadly ingredients and deadly recipes and menus for cooking up storm, Bush Tucker Way, check it out. Honestly, check it out. And we're talking about the innovation of the 21st century with AI and all the different material and information and knowledge and tech knowledge that you can learn in regarding farming and looking after your land and living off the land. There it is. Have your say, yarn up strong. Add to the conversation here. National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
We got Talk Black with Uncle Trevor, Murray from the Curry. Call in on 1-800-422-416, 98.7 FM, BBM.
Southeast wind will blow all around us, and the winter wind can chill us to the bone. We will sail the Torres Strait and East Coast waters in working time. We have
Beautiful voice, Uncle Seaman Dan with us in spirit, sailing the southeast winds here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Here we are at 20 January, and we are 6 days away from Australia Day, or a lot of First Nation people like to call it Survival Day. And looking at the headline news here, Daily M, Indigenous Models, Bold Australia Day Solution. An Indigenous model has spoken out about why she wants the date of Australia Day changed. Former Bachelor star and Wiradjuri woman, Kiki Morris, appeared on the ABC on Sunday to discuss whether it's appropriate to celebrate Australia Day on January 26th. The day marks when the first fleet arrived in Sydney in 1788. Supporters of Australia's Day believe it marks the beginning of modern Australia, while critics see it as the beginning of Indigenous peoples' oppression under colonisation. Miss Morris is in favour of changing the date of the national holiday. I think that Australia is such a wonderful country and it's offered a safe space for so many people to live and bring up their families, she said. For those people, we deserve to celebrate what Australia means to all of us, but definitely the date needs to be changed. We need to be sensitive to our ancestors and our history as well. Miss Morris further discussed the thoughts, her thoughts on social media, acknowledging this important topic that for some of us in more emotional decision than others, but nonetheless impact of our collective history. She also thanked the ABC for allowing her to share her opinion. I was deeply honoured to be given this platform, Miss Morris said. I truly consider this a life and career highlight and biggest achievement to speak on such an important culture and political topics. I hope this starts hearts are changed for what could be the real day of celebration of all Australians. There's been increasing calls for Australia Day to be moved to another date or recognised as Invasion Day in recent years. Several major companies and organisations have chosen to ignore the holiday, such as Woolworths last year. At least 81 councils across Australia will not host Australia Day citizen ceremonies this year, essentially for ideological reasons for also giving themselves the day off. It marks a sharp jump from four councils who refused last year. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese in 2022 allowed councils to cancel citizenship ceremonies on Australia Day, a policy the opposition has promised to change if elected this year. Yet 69% of the respondents of recent polling agreed with keeping the date of Australia Day on January 26. Comments under Ms Morris' post were largely supportive of moving the date to one of Australia's one Australians can celebrate. As an Aussie, I wouldn't care if the date changed. We still want to celebrate Australia Day, but not at the expense of hurting other native people. One wrote, no one is free unless all Indigenous people are free and respected in all fronts. This is how we create change. A second added, beautifully said, change the date to one that we can all celebrate together. A third wrote, changing the date should not be such a big deal. It clearly is an issue for Indigenous people. Change the date, grab a beer, and let's move on with this together, another said. So there it is. Now it's your thoughts. But with that, we may have to continue that conversation tomorrow. Trendy Trevor's got a sign off for today's program. I thank you very much for your company. 1 hour program goes fast. And we're back in HOTS again tomorrow. That deadly number, 1-800-422-416. 24/7, text a brother, 045-714-0550. And our Facebook page as well, BBM987FM. Thank you for your company. Mob look, stay black, stay deadly, stay strong. And we'll yarn soon. Dinner one, 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 dinner